This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Once again, it's hot, but we didn't even hit 100 degrees. NBC5's chief meteorologist Rick Mitchell says that might change soon, though.
Next week looks hotter. Actually, the heat dome really looks like it's going to be building closer to us, a little stronger. So I actually have, for the first time this year, I have a couple of days where the temperature is predicted to be 100 on the 10-day forecast. So triple digits are more likely next week. So we haven't had 100. When is the last time that we had our first 100 this late in the year? Well, it was July 2021. We hit 100 on this very day, the 25th. If we get beyond the 25th, then you have to go back to July 2019. That's when we waited all the way out until July 30th. To have a 100 degree day. So what we're doing by not having 100s, it's nice, but it's not all that unusual either.
Today is the hottest day of the year. We hit 99 degrees. There's actually a little rain in parts of our area right now.
Really? A little rain?
A little bit in Van Zandt, yep.
Oh boy. Hey, as we deal with this extreme heat, one area of Dallas working on ways to cool things off.
This 2-mile stretch of Harry Hines passes the Southwestern Medical District. It's been designated a heat island, but there's a plan to cool it off and make it more eco-friendly. Project manager Lanny McClellan says by adding as many as 4,000 trees and more green space, should make it feel more cooler and make the hospital district more walkable.
72% said if we had a sidewalk along Harry Hines that connected all the major anchor institutions, they would totally take it.
Now, the project is going to cost $198 million. It's a public-private project. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth police say three men broke into a home early this morning, and the homeowner had a gun.
It happened at a house on East Maddox Avenue around 3 o'clock Friday morning. Police say the homeowner told them three men wearing ski masks and carrying guns broke in, and he used his own gun to defend himself. The suspects also fired at him, and he escaped through a window and called 911. Police found one of the suspects a block away with a gunshot wound. He's in critical condition at the hospital. The two other suspects fled the scene and are still on the loose. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Guy from Arlington busted for sex trafficking outside Detroit.
33-year-old Randolph Lewis was caught in a hotel room after one of his victims claims he smashed her windshield. When police got to the hotel, they found that Lewis had three rooms under his name and was in possession of dozens of sex toys and condoms. Southfield Police Chief Elvin Barron says Lewis was charged with human trafficking, prostitution, using a computer to commit a crime, and two counts of sexual assault.
The victim had been staying at the Quality Inn for 3 to 4 days and has been seeing multiple clients over that span of time.
Barron says Lewis made stops in Dallas, St. Louis, and Chicago before finally being caught in Michigan. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texans got, again, another chance to weigh in on what they think of President Trump's plan for Republican lawmakers redrawing the state's congressional maps to fill more seats before the GOP.
It was the one and only in-person hearing by the state Senate Congressional Redistricting Committee. Three other hearings will be held online, including Saturday's, which focuses on North Texas and DFW. State Senator Phil King chairs the committee.
I believe these regional hearings provide meaningful opportunities for input and discussion about communities of interest.
Much like Thursday, those who testified against redistricting.
This is not about doing what's best for Texans. The justification is flimsy at best.
You're shameless, power-hungry bootlickers, and you're only serving Trump, not the people of Texas.
Partisan gerrymandering is this century's equivalent to racial discriminatory redlining.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Todd Blanche, the Assistant Attorney General, he is down in Florida again for day two of his meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's former associate slash procurer. Second day of this meeting.
They were dating, weren't they? His girlfriend?
Yeah, girlfriend too. Maxwell sentenced 3 years ago to 20 years in prison for conspiring with Epstein to sexually exploit and abuse minors. In Washington this morning, the president, he deflected when questions were asked about the Epstein case before he got on the plane and went off to Scotland. We are joined right now by The Hill's Ashley Fields. She's been covering the story with us on KRLD.
It's a busy day in Washington.
No doubt. Now, was this meeting with the Ghislaine Maxwell supposed to go? Did they think it would go 2 days, or did she just have that much to say?
I don't think so. Yesterday's meeting was about 5 hours at a Florida courthouse, and so they agreed again to meet today. And, you know, listen, Ghislaine did not testify during her 2021 defense trial, so there's a lot to be learned. She does have insight to Jeffrey Epstein's dealings, and this is something that the DOJ is interested in right now because the public is pressing them.
All right, we're looking at what exactly she's talking about. What can she offer up that the DOJ would really need right here?
One of the crucial questions for many people has been, who were the clients of Jeffrey Epstein? Who else was involved in his criminal dealings? As you mentioned, he, you know, was allegedly human traffic. Well, he was convicted of trafficking underage girls. We know that President Trump is listed in the files that the DOJ has. We also have, you know, letters from former President Bill Clinton. You know, other foreign dignitaries have been rumored to be in these reports. And so Ghislaine, as you mentioned, was there through it all, and she would know who was there, what they purchased, and for how long were they involved in these dealings.
Ashley, critics have raised questions about Maxwell's credibility, and she's got a history of allegedly lying under oath. What should we read into anything she says?
Well, she's got a 20-year sentence right now, and she's arguing to take her case before the Supreme Court and appeal her guilty verdict. And so we know that she does have a reason right now to make herself desirable to be in discussions with the DOJ. So there is that, you know, outside influence that could be impacting her testimony. However, she's one of the few people who would have access to this information. So right now it's a crucial time period where the White House and the public will have to decide who to believe.
All right. Washington has also wanted to get their hands on it. Is there any chance that she actually testifies in front of a committee or in front of a Senate or a House committee?
There is. We know that members of the Senate have requested to hear from Pam Bondi, and we know that Maxwell could be next. Listen, House Speaker Mike Johnson has already said what you sort of mentioned earlier, which is that he doesn't believe she's the most credible person to provide a witness testimony. But others are, you know, jumping on this information. And so I do believe that members in the House could possibly subpoena her to come before them.
All right. This is going to be interesting. We really appreciate the time. Thank you so much, Ashley. It is Ashley Fields with The Hill with us here on KRLD, talking about day two of the meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah, we were talking about it a little bit yesterday. Could you imagine the circus if she goes in front of a House committee or a Senate subcommittee and testifies? I mean, let's say it's open to the public.
If it's public, yeah.
Yeah, they might do it behind closed doors, but let's say it's open to the public. Oh.
And they asked Trump this morning as he was getting on the plane specifically about the possibility of a pardon or a sentence reduction if what she has to say is pleasing to them, you know, if they like what she has to say. And he said, I believe the quote was, he said, I haven't really given it any thought, but I wouldn't rule it out.
Well, and here's the thing. It doesn't matter if Trump has completely clean hands on this. If he was to do that,
oh my God,
it would make him look horrible. Even if he was, if the DOJ finds that he thought Jeffrey Epstein was a horrible man and wanted to disassociate himself from him, but if he somehow reduces her sentence or pardons her,
you
he looks
talk
guilty.
About bad optics. He's thrown this Obama thing out there. That's where we're going to start this morning. This is a story. It's gotten a lot of attention from the right, not as much from the left. But as always, it is eliciting some very strong feelings from both sides. One day after Trump accused Barack Obama of treason, the director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, released a House report that she claims shows that the Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and Trump's involvement, none of that ever happened. It was all a hoax. But then it goes a step further. It says that the whole thing was a plot, but if it never happened, how could Obama be responsible for something that didn't?
He fabricated documents, manufactured documents.
To try to get it started, yes. Okay. But blaming Obama, and it's treason, according to Trump and Gabbard. So what to make of this? I don't know, the whole treason part, even Ted Cruz admits that ain't going to happen. He's not going to be convicted of treason. And Democratic strategist Stephen Olakara agrees. He says, you have to look at the context here with regards to Tulsi Gabbard, who he says had some axes to grind.
It's important for consumers to always have take it with a grain of salt. Some of the history behind Tulsi Gabbard and Hillary Clinton, this needs to be talked about a little bit more. I founded an organization of young elected officials called Future Caucus, cross-partisan, that Tulsi Gabbard was a member of in her first few terms in Congress. So I know her, and I know what drives her in politics. And I remember the exact moment when she fell out of favor with the Democratic establishment and, led by Hillary Clinton, among other Democratic elites, started calling her a Russian asset. And so her political transformation can't really be talked about without that moment, which was roughly 2015 going into 2016. Now, the question is, why now? Why now to be releasing this information, to be doing these press conferences, to be so public? It's because we need to distract. And I think she's trying to distract from the Epstein story and regain her position in the MAGA world. Working with a lot of journalists over the years, certainly over the last 10 years, I can't name a journalist who's in a private conversation with me said something positive about Tulsi Gabbard at a mainstream media outlet. Yeah. And so there's just going to be that inherent reflex when they receive this story from Tulsi. So I think that accounts for some of the media dynamics.
You have to keep that in mind. Yeah. You've got to remember the messenger sometimes in these things.
Always. Will this new House investigation, though, lead to the truth? Republican strategist Elizabeth Pipko says that depends on your definition of truth.
I think if you were to ask really anyone about the events of the last 10 years, like since Donald Trump came onto the scene, you would get a different answer depending on who you were asking about most of the major stories that have happened over the last 10 years, right? Ever since Donald Trump came on the scene, really no one agrees on anything. I had that debate with someone today. We were talking about this and someone said, does the truth even matter anymore? Because even before Tulsi Gabbard got up there, before Caroline got up there, people have their own opinion about what they're saying before they say it, right? They either hate Donald Trump enough to ignore everything he says, or they believe that Barack Obama was a part of this to begin with. You know, maybe that's why so many people are confused about what the real allegation is today. It's because you've actually heard that allegation for quite some time. I don't think anyone that believed that the intelligence communities colluded against Donald Trump thought they did that without any kind of involvement from Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. I don't think anyone really thought that. So I think it kind of depends who you ask. The fact is that if this was the other way around and it was a Democrat administration accusing this of a former Republican president, people would be reporting on it very differently and looking at the facts very differently. I don't expect that to happen at any point in time. At the same time, I would only hope that people can pretend to put their hatred of Donald Trump aside for the next few days and try to look at this openly and honestly. But the fact is, if you ask anyone what has happened whether to do with the phony Russia collusion story, to do with the 2016 election, the 2020 election, the 2024 election, anything that Donald Trump's been up against, people are going to tell you different stories, probably depending on who they voted for. And I think that's the major problem here. We're never going to get to the truth anymore because everyone has some kind of agenda.
Bam, period.
That's it.
That's all you need to know.
We're never going to get to the truth.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.